Hare Krishna. I would like to read with you today a very important section of Mahaprabhu's Leela. That is the part where he changed from a pandit, a scholar, who knew and debated the Shastras, to a God-intoxicated, transcendental lover of Krishna. That transformation we want to relish. And for those who are taking part for the first time in the Leela Katha, you have to just sing as loud as you can and listen and hopefully see the inner pictures arise in your eyes, the inner eyes. When I will start to talk, I request those of you who have children to see if the children are well taken care of in this room, or if it is maybe better to go into a room where they can freely express themselves. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Rama Rama Hare.
In the history of spiritual movements, we very often find what the scholars will call an Erweckungserlebnis, that is, an experience which changes the whole center of dynamic activity to another place. We all are revolving around one center. We get up, we prepare to go to our center of dynamic activity. It may be a place of work, a place of study. For some, like the monks, it's the temple or the monastery. And throughout the day, and even when our activity is over, we think about that center of dynamic activity. For Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the center of dynamic activity, or the center of his workings in this world, was his tol, his Sanskrit school. He had become the most well-known professor in all of Navadvip and beyond. In fact, he had met the great scholar Keshava Kashmiri and defeated him. No one could defeat Keshava Kashmiri. He had gained victory in discussions all over the world, but when he met Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was only a young man at that time, he found his equal and was defeated and humiliated. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, since that time, had become the greatest pandit. He was the pandit of Navadvip. But his center of dynamic activity, or center of his life, would drastically change. And how this is, you will hear today. It might give you an inspiration about a dream in your life, a long forgotten dream which sometimes knocks at your awareness when you get up in the night and you don't know why you can't sleep. It's that dream of the ideal spiritual life. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya. The auspiciousness of the world, O Lord, please place your feet in my heart. Put your feet not on my head, but inside my heart. I've never heard this. This is a very good. Please give this charity to me. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Anyone who will hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's giving up his scholarship and taking to the life of a devotee will certainly attain pure devotional service. Hare Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya after taking initiation from Sripad Ishwarapuri, he began to exhibit symptoms of his great love for Krishna. Seeing these symptoms, the devotees felt their hearts fill with wonder. I remember one day, Mahaprabhu came to the house of Shuklambara at the bank of the Ganga. It was not a very robust house. It was just a simple grass and leaf house. Mahaprabhu came, but how did he come? The devotees who waited for him in that house on the bank of the Ganga all of a sudden heard someone call out, Krishna, Krishna. They ran outside to find out who it was, and they couldn't see anyone. Then again, Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? Yes, we have to become a little bit mad to hear this. This is what desired. And only after some time they saw who was making these noises. It was a lonely figure who stumbled, and every two steps he fell on the ground. When he got up, his golden body was covered with grayish sand, and there were tracks of tears running first over his lotus face, then dropping on his chest. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took half an hour to come from the place where he was first seen to the hut of Ganga of Chukamba, because he was so moved with the ecstatic love of Godhead, calling, Kahan Krishna. It means, Krishna, where are you? When he finally arrived, the devotees were very shy. After all, this was Nimai Pandit, the greatest scholar. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, friends, I have to tell you what pains my heart. When I came back from Gaya, halfway on the other side of the Ganga, in Kanai Natashala, I saw my Krishna walking into the pathway of my eyes. I saw him dressed in a yellow dhoti. He had a garland around his neck which reached down to his knees. The lips were colored the color of bimba fruit, very red. And he smiled at me. And he seemed to call me, come, come, where have you been? I ran towards Krishna, but then he disappeared. Since then, time. My only question is, Kahan Krishna, where are you? Where are you? Where are you now? Do you know where Krishna is, my friends? When Lord Chaitanya talked like this, he started to cry. he cried for quite some time, and all of a sudden everyone heard a noise. It was a little bit like this. They looked around, and what had happened is that one pillar in the house, which was like this, had fallen. It had fallen because there was someone holding on the pillar. It was Gadadhar Pandit, who had come to the house of Shuklambar, but he was hiding behind the pillar. So when Lord Chaitanya called out with a voice which could split stones, Gadadhar Pandit, who was leaning on the pillar, just fell with the pillar, and the sound was yes, like this. The next morning he went to Gangadas Pandit, and I will tell you what happened. Gangadas, the teacher of Gauranga, said, "Now you have returned to us from Gaya, my son. You're both fortunate and glorious. Because of you, everyone in Navadvip is very happy. Even if the demigod Brahma were to order your students, they would not open their books without your presence. You're now back from Gaya. I see you're very moved in your heart. For today, go home, and tomorrow you can start your teaching with your students who have not opened their book since you left. You can go to the bank of the Ganga and do your school there." So Gauranga Mahaprabhu went home. The next morning he came, as he was ordered, back to his school. But a huge problem started. When the students opened their books to study, they always call, "Krishna, Krishna." So when the students started to open their books and say, "Krishna, Krishna," a strange transformation went in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's life. No other word than "Krishna, Krishna" came from the Lord's mouth. His students were unable to understand the great change that overwhelmed their teacher. On their request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to instruct them. I have told you the wrong thing. When the students open the book, they say "Hari, Hari," not "Krishna, Krishna." It's the same word, same person. But so they again opened their books and said this time the right thing: "Hari, Hari." "Hari, Hari." When Mahaprabhu heard this, he just went absolutely into a trance. He fell down in bliss. The external consciousness left him, and he was in a deep ecstatic trance. And when he came out, he said, "Listen, I will teach you now all you need to know." It's very interesting. Narottam Das Thakur has repeated this instruction of Mahaprabhu to his students in one of his books. There he says, "O people of the world, there are only two things you need to know. When you say the name Hari, which is the name of Radha, you please Krishna. And when you say the name Krishna, the name of our Lord, you please Radha. You don't need to know anything else than these two names. Everything else which you know, even sociology, will only give grief to your heart. Don't know, we have maybe some computer students. You only need to know Hare and Krishna, not all this programming. According to this vision, everything else gives unhappiness to our heart. So Mahaprabhu said to his students, a person who in his heart does not call out Lord Krishna's names will certainly suffer. Therefore, call out, my dear students, names like Krishna. Means the all attractive ocean of mercy, Karuna Sagara, the life of the worlds, Jagat Jivan, the one who is affectionate to his servants, Sevaka Vatsala, and the son of Nanda Gopa, Nanda Gopa Nandana. If you say these names, your life is auspicious. But you, if you don't say the names of Krishna, you may be learned and you may have studied all the scriptures, but your final destination in life will not be good. But even with a poor and lowly person with many faults chants Lord Krishna's holy name, he will certainly go to Lord Krishna's spiritual abode. This is the teachings of all the scriptures, and whoever doubts this will suffer. Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dula Girivaradhari Gopal Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dula Girivaradhari Gopal Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dula Girivaradhari Gopal. Gopal, 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 Gopal. Jaya Nanda Yashoda Gopal. Girivaradhari Gopal Dayananda Yashoda Dula Girivaradhari Gopal. Gopal, 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 Jai Gopal.
Hare Krishna, kita kitna hare hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, hare hare.
We will now enter the classroom of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there is another, he will talk, and it's very difficult talk what he will say, and we have decided to ask for a German translation. Vrinda Devi will translate the difficult talk of Gauranga von Englisch ins Deutsche. Early each morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's students gathered for class, and he who is the master of the three worlds sat with them and lectured. However, nothing except for the words Krishna, Krishna came over his lips. For instance, a student asked, "Teacher, what is the perfection of Varnashram in the scriptures?" And he said, "To reach Krishna is the perfection of Varnashram in the scripture." Another student asked, "How is the Lord the perfection of the varnas or the letters of the alphabet?" And the Lord replied, "Lord Krishna, by his glance, created all the letters of the alphabet." A student said, "Come on, Pandit, give the right explanation, please. You only talk about Krishna." And Lord Chaitanya answered, "You should remember Lord Krishna. At every moment, I have described to you the worship of Lord Krishna. That is the right teaching of all the scriptures. Know in their beginning, their middle, and their end, the scriptures just teach the worship of Lord Krishna, nothing else. When the students heard the Lord's explanations, some of them laughed. It was an insecure laugh. They didn't really know what to make out of this. And one student said, "I think the words of the people of Navadvipa are true. The cause of your explanations is an imbalance of the life airs. Your explanations have changed so much. Why do you now speak in this way?" The Lord replied, "This is the teaching of the scriptures. If you cannot understand the truth of my words just now, then please think about them and try to understand. This afternoon, each of you should go to a secluded place and study your books. Then later in the afternoon, we will come together again." The students were shocked. They took their books and they discussed with themselves on the way. "I mean," said one, "he just doesn't answer the points of the scripture. He always says Krishna is the end of everything, but that's not in the Sanskrit. Let's go to Gangadas, his teacher, and tell him all about it." The students went and said, "Nimai Pandit says that all words in the scriptures only refer to Lord Krishna. Since he has returned from Gaya, he talks only of Krishna, nothing else. The hairs of his body stand erect. He always chants, Krishna, Krishna. Sometimes he laughs, and sometimes he screams in ecstasy. Each day he teaches only that every grammatic rule somehow or other describes Krishna. We do not have the power to understand this. Oh, Pandit, please tell us, what should we do now?" So Gangadas knew Jagannath Mishra, the father of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who had left his body. Do you know why he had left his body? He had a dream where he saw his son Nimai shaved up. He had left Navadvip. He was surrounded with millions of people, some of them with white skin, and was chanting the holy names in ecstasy. When he woke up, he said, "I know it. One day he will leave us. He's going to leave us." And because Jagannath Mishra was so attached to the company of Nimai, his son, he left before Nimai. He understood, "I will not be able to tolerate his just leaving us behind. Better I die." And then one morning he went to Vaikuntha, Jagannath Mishra. So Gangadas knew about his friend's Jagannath Mishra's vision. Gangadas, who was a respected teacher, also knew something else. He knew the secret aspiration of Jagannath Mishra. The secret wish was that Nimai would become the greatest scholar. So he smiled to the students and said, "This afternoon you won't have any school. I will teach to Nimai Pandit. I will tell him what to do." So he called Lord Chit Gauranga and said, "Vishwambar, my son, please hear my words. You have attained a great fortune by being a teacher of the Brahmanas. Your grandfather is Nilambar Chakravarti and your father Jagannath Mishra. They are all scholars. And you yourself are so expert on commenting on grammatical and other scriptures. If you renounce serious study now, will that help you to attain devotion to the Lord? Tell me, are your father and maternal grandfather not learned? Are they not devotees of the Lord? Understand, you should apply yourself to the path of scholarship. It is by study and learning that one becomes a Vaishnav Brahmana." Mahaprabhu listened to him respectfully. He was his teacher. He knew what he said was right. His father, his grandfather, they all wanted him to be scholars, a scholar. So to please his teacher, he said, "By the mercy of your feet, no one in Navadvip has the power to debate with me. If I sit down on the marketplace, any pandit of Navadvip can come and challenge me on any subject, and I will defeat him. I will make my glorious dynasty, my father and grandfather, more glorious. You will see. My dear devotees, what good fortune was attained by Gangadas Pandit. The Lord of all the three worlds had become his student and listened to what he said." And then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to lecture again about grammatical rules according to the instructions of Gangadas Pandit. He tried his best. He taught until the afternoon ended, and the Lord taught and taught. Now one day, by the divine arrangement of the Lord, a fortunate Brahmana named Ratnagarbha Acharya passed nearby. He was a friend of the Lord's father, Jagannath Mishra, and they were born in the same village. There was a connection. Ratnagarbha Acharya had great love for the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he used to recite it regularly. Now, as he was passing, just imagine, it was almost like as if Gauranga Mahaprabhu would sit here and you would all be his students. Then Ratnagarbha comes by and he recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Here's the verse in English. "The wives of the Brahmanas saw Krishna putting on a garment which glittered like gold. Krishna was wearing a garland of forest flowers. A peacock feather was upon his head. He was painted with the minerals found in Vrindavan. don't know if you know, in Vrindavan's forest, if you dig a little, you will find some minerals. The translator writes minerals. It's not correct. It's something like chalk, in Deutsch Kreide. You can paint pictures, and some sadhus have painted pictures with these natural colors which you find in the earth of that forest of Braj. So, Lord Krishna used to paint himself with this chalk, and he looked exactly like a dancing actor on a theatrical stage. The Brahmana's wife saw him as he kept one hand on the shoulder of his friend and held a lotus flower in the other hand. His ears were decorated with lilies. He wore marks of tilak, and he was smiling charmingly. Ratnagava Acharya recited this with great devotion and happiness. And when Lord Chaitanya heard it, he fell on the ground and rolled on the ground, and he would cry out, "Say that verse again." After a moment, the Lord jumped up and he called, "Say it again, please. Say it again." Then he fell on the ground and started to roll about like a golden mountain and say it again. As the Brahmana was caught up in the currents of ecstasy, he repeated the verse, and an enchanting ocean of ecstasy rose up within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The tears from his eyes sprinkled the ground. He wept and he trembled. His hairs of his body stood erect. When Ratnagava saw the happiness of the Lord, he thought, "Finally someone appreciates my reading from the Bhagavatam." And he again and again repeated the verse in great devotion. Mahaprabhu was so pleased, he embraced him finally. And Ratnagava, touched by the Lord, was filled with a current of ecstatic love. He grabbed the Lord's lotus feet and he wept. He was caught in Lord Chaitanya's trap of love. My dear devotees, scenes like this repeated each other. Mother Sachi was worried. One day she said, "I don't know what happens with my son. Since he's back from Gaya, he behaves so mad." She called for Srivas Pandit. "Oh Pandit, can you examine my boy?" And he says, "Krishna, he just cries. Sometimes I see him in the puja room and he's silent and he stares on the ground. And then in the night, I sometimes see strange beings. What is going on here?" Shiva's Pandit examined the Lord. Previously, people had said, "You should just put him in a tub of oil that will cool down the vata. He has too much vata. He needs now oil. They soak his body in oil, and then this vata disturbance will just go." But when Shiva's Pandit came back from the examination, he said, "Oh mother, I want to be as mad as your son. He has love, Krishna prema, the rarest gift in this world." And he quoted a verse that if a devotee advances in spiritual life, he will feel how his affection for the Lord will grow. And he will, in his heart, feel a particular attraction to a particular name of the Lord, which is calling the Lord in the way the devotee wants to see his Lord. Madan Mohan, the conqueror of Cupid, or Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of the devotees. He will become attracted to this particular aspect of the Lord, and he will, like a lover who repeats the name of his beloved, always chant the names of his beloved, and sometimes dance and sometimes cry in ecstasy. This is normal. This is the best thing which can happen to a human being. It's all right, TK. I think you say it in the Hindi, TK. Sab TK. My dear devotees, I would like to leave you today with a thought. Would you like to become an ecstatic devotee of the Lord? Don't answer so quickly yes. When you are ecstatic, you might forget your plans in this world. Your plan to make holidays, all gone. Your plans for a happy material life, all gone. Your plans to become wealthy and establish your particular version of what is a good business in the world, all gone. Only one thought would be left. Oh Krishna, Kahan Krishna, where are you? If you get this disease, this ecstasy, Srivas Pandit would say to you, TK, it's all right. It's the best thing which can happen to the human being, because it is this one thing which we all are missing. We miss an ecstatic relationship of love with Krishna. This will be our last kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna,
Ramo, Ramo.
Ay, go!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Jiradhe.
Very, very interesting to note that this change in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which you have heard, was something which took place after meeting Ishwarapuri. So often we are also desiring a change in our life, a change which will hopefully bring us more devotion, more opportunity for service, and just more absorption in Krishna. And there is something like almost like a rule that this change in life very often takes place when we have association with devotees and reveal our hearts with devotions. Very often reveal our hearts to devotees. Very often the inputs which we get from devotees in such exchanges, which can be totally informal, form the basis of our new life. Very often these exchanges with devotees give us the needed direction and also strength for that change in our life. And see, this retreat, or you could say seminar, or this gathering of devotees has been called Sangha Mela, a festival of association. I request all of you to use this time and try to find devotees. There are many nice devotees here. I mean, all are nice, but there are the devotees who have various experiences, many experiences in life, in devotional life and in other life, in their professional lives. There's a wealth of let us say realization here, and I really encourage you to find such devotees, exchange with them, discuss with them, and maybe you will get, if it is Krishna's plan, the needed impulse. Just see how meeting Ishwarapuri in Gaya brought about a series of events in Mahaprabhu's life, so that finally he closed his toll, means his school, which he was the professor of. He closed that actually, and he started the Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. Not much later, a little later, hardly a year or 2 years, after he had confronted the Qazi, the Muslim government, and had made them friends of his movement of singing the holy name. After a short time, he crossed the Ganga one early morning in January, that's in a few weeks from here. It was quite cold, also in Navadvip, never to return to the town. He took sannyas in Katwa, and from there went to Puri. He just stayed in Shantipur for 3 days on the way, or 3 days, it was a week like this. On the way to Puri, he stayed in Shantipur, that's about 50 miles from Navadvip, and received all the Navadvip Vasis in his new dress as a sannyasi, with his new name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and then continued onwards to Puri and started his Sankirtan movement from there. On the way to Puri, he had to cross through war land, you know, where the war raged. And was very interesting. He had to sometimes be smuggled between the lines of, you know, where the war was going on. And one night, a boatman took him on his boat, and Mahaprabhu, in the night, started to sing and dance. And the boatman said, "Stop, the soldiers will find us on both sides of the river, and they will kill us." Mahaprabhu answered, he said, "Those who chant the names of the Lord will always be protected by Sudarshan." That was his version. He was a transcendentalist. So having said this much, I would like to end this evening and wish you a wonderful night. It's not, we are really desiring to end early. It's only 8:20, so that you can take your meal and be in bed. If you want to be ayurvedically in bed, try to be in bed before 10 o'clock. And then let us continue our Sangha Mela. Please take this little thought with you in your bed. That is, the impulse for your spiritual change can come through the discussions with devotees. Huh? Maybe you find some devotees you want to discuss with, and that will be very good for you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.